Long live Tyrone Lewis.
25 years to the day.
Long live.
At the exact intersection where he lost his life.
Black community.
It's all the police.
People gathered to remember Tyrone Lewis.
I can't even imagine how my brother would look right now, or what he would be doing, or how many kids he would have right now. 25 years of pain, anger, sorrow, frustration.
In 1996, Tyrone was stopped by police at the intersection of 18th Avenue South and 16th Street. A white officer shot and killed the unarmed 18-year-old inside his car. The death splintered the area, the city on the verge of chaos.
This is Air 13. Had not heard that. We're going to go check it out.
The unrest went on for days with rioting, rock throwing, and fires, putting St. Pete in the national spotlight. The anger and violence erupting again when the shooting was ruled justified and the officers cleared.
To show black people that we didn't forget, show the city we didn't forget.
On this tragic anniversary, Tyrone's family and members of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement came together to honor the teen's memory and to continue to organize for change.
He would have been 43 years old if he had lived to see that. He didn't live to see it, but he was a martyr that now we can take his name to forward progress for black people and fight for progress for black people.
The group has spent years trying to push the city to recognize Tyrone's death and pay reparations.
Long live Tyrone Lewis!
Reparations now!
They hope their continued calls for justice will save lives and bring about real change in the community. Catherine Hawley, Fox 13 News.